Now let's start this bitch.
All right, here we go.
There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John, and joining me for this... Wow, what the heck was that? Someone's rubbing their latex... Somebody's rubbing their latex against the microphone.
You had another bug fly in your nose.
It's okay to love your microphone, just don't love your microphone. Oh, so the first person that we heard there was the original Unique Geek, T.O.G., Ed. Ed, how you doing?
I'm fab, fab, fab.
Somehow I don't believe him. It's like, okay.
No, I'm really tired right now. I'm super tired, so.
More on that later, folks. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I'll just say that's probably where the lack of enthusiasm is, so yeah.
But Mr. Enthusiastic is also on the line. Most dangerous man in podcasting, Gary. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing well. I've got a fine barley product and all is right with the world.
We'll do a beer check in a minute. And also joining us, speaking of beer in intoxication, Serve, how you doing?
Or medication or whatever you want to call it.
Occasion, so. That's what it is.
That's right. It's like vacation.
Vacation, Dad. All right, so, Carrie, what you drinking?
Kirin Ichiban.
What'd you call
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. I have no idea what that is.
It's a Japanese beer.
Of course it is. You know what? I just realized something. I'm drinking this Fire Rock Pale Ale that I bought not too long ago. And it actually says, share the gift of aloha this winter season. Happy holidays. I'm thinking this beer might be old.
Skunky? Well, that's the beauty of those pale ales. All that hop should keep them alive.
Sure enough, it's October 17th, 2011. Wow, this is some old beer.
It's much older. It's going to hop by itself.
Yeah. All right, so Ed, you called this. Oh, no, wait, Serve called this.
Yes, and Serve's drinking Sam Adams
Light. Oh, okay, Sam. Ed, what are you drinking?
Absolutely nothing.
Ed's designated driver for the podcast tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so we called this. Serve, you called this meeting to order, so.
True. I did, that we should do a new issue of the Unique Geek podcast. I think this is annual number 4, isn't it, John?
Right. Oh, absolutely, positively, this is not episode or issue 100. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
This is annual number 4.
This is not.
What?
This is not issue number 100.
How is this not episode number 100?
We actually, Serve, he went up to the wall and he punched a hole in it. So we actually have rebooted.
Oh, it's a reboot. We're at zero?
Back to zero.
Issue zero?
This is
This is the new Unique Geek.
Oh, no, this is Unique Geek 0 Hour.
Wow.
Geek 52? Is that any better? I don't know. I don't read DC, so.
52 implies...
Yeah, it's called the new Unique Geek.
52 implies that we would actually do one of these once a week, and that ain't gonna happen. Yeah. So.
Well.
What did you call this for, by the way?
Because we haven't done one for a while, which is pretty sad. And just to start talking about what's new in 2012, we could talk about TV, we could talk about movies, we could talk about...
By the way, as we're almost quarter of the way into 2012, we decided we'll start talking about 2012.
We're 1/6 of the way in.
I'm looking at March, looking right, whatever. By the time this thing gets posted, it'll be April, so it doesn't matter.
Right. By the time this gets posted, I believe it will be past Michael Bailey's actual birth date of February 29th.
That's true. I forgot that. Shout out to Michael Bailey.
He'll be like
leap year baby
this year. No, he's got to be like
It's got to be divisible by four. He's not going to be 40, is he? He's 36. He's got to be 36. Right?
No. If he's 36, he's what, eight? He's had eight actual birthdays?
I guess
about
it's
32. That'd be nine.
Nine.
He's going to be nine.
Nine would be 36, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the hell are you talking
this
about?
This is terrible.
Michael Bailey
terribly
was actually
excited.
Born on February 29th.
No shit.
Yeah.
So he's only had, you know, a limited number of birthdays, actual days of his birth.
So that's exciting. Wow. Okay, so movies, 2012. First of all, what has everyone seen this year thus far? Anything? Anything exciting? Carrie, yeah. Let's start with you.
Who?
Carrie.
I just couldn't figure out which you were talking about. Hey, I've been in the theaters a lot this year, but I'm trying to think of anything that was appropriately geeky that we've seen, and I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. The last movie that I went to go see that really gave me a lot of wow was The Artist.
How was that? Was that really good?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Very daring film. The concept of doing a silent film at all, kind of brave. But it was used to good artistic effect. The performances were fantastic. What little sound they had in it was very well done. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a great deal more than I thought I would. Before that, saw George Clooney's indie film, The Descendants,
yeah,
and was surprised how much I enjoyed that. But been watching a lot of little indie dramas for some reason.
Well, how many of the actual best movies have you seen?
Academy Award nominees,
yeah.
Saw The Descendants, saw The Artist, did not see the Margaret Thatcher film.
Iron Lady.
Is that nominated for Best Picture? That's not nominated for Best Picture, is it? I've heard horrible things.
Is that or she was nominated for Best Actress? I can't remember.
She was certainly nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which other films were nominated for Best Picture. I'm drawing a blank. I've got a web browser. I mean, I should find out.
Yeah, Hugo.
I didn't see Hugo. Wanted to, but never got a chance to. Every time I wanted to go see it, I always had something to go do or I was just too damn tired.
I don't know. Hugo, I know that people have talked about it and said that it's, you know, fantastic and, oh, it's beautiful and yada, yada, yada. But to me, it just does not look interesting at all. I don't know. Maybe it's
okay, Best Picture, The Artist. I've seen Descendants. I've seen Extremely Cloud and Incredibly Close. Didn't see it. The Help. Didn't see it. Maria just read it. Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, which I just watched not long ago. Mm. And it was enjoyable, but kind of forgettable. I don't know. It didn't do much for me.
I agree.
The Tree of Life, haven't even heard of, and War Horse.
Oh, that was another Brad Pitt movie.
War Horse, I know it's going to be a fantastic movie, but I don't feel like bawling my eyes out, so I've been intentionally staying away.
What about you, Ed? Have you seen anything geeky thus far this year?
Not really. Actually, the only movie I've seen this year was the Muppets movie.
Was that even this year? That was
No, it came out in November, I think.
Yeah,
That's got a nomination, at least one nomination in its own right. Song. They nominated the one of the songs for it.
Right,
for
there's only best original song. There's only two original songs nominated this year.
That's pathetic.
Man or Muppet, and the other is, I can't even remember. Oh, I think the other one's from Rango. It might be from Rango.
Mm.
Rango's been nominated for Best Animated,
which has a good chance of winning, I think.
It does. I saw one of the other nominees, the French film, Cat in Paris.
Yeah.
Which, again, surprisingly good. Really, really well done.
I know I talked about this on a different podcast, but the fact that there's no Pixar film this year nominated helps Rango a lot. Because
helps everybody.
Yes. Well, the only Pixar film that came out last year was what?
Cars 2,
which was abysmal. Yeah, and it was okay. I mean, it is okay for what it is, but it's just
I don't know.
Simply,
I didn't see it. In all honesty, I didn't see it. But
Pixar is suffering from their success. In my mind, I have mentally placed my expectations higher for them than I have anyone else, and Cars didn't even come close to meeting it.
Well, Carson,
the first one left me angry. I disliked it so much, and I refused to watch the second one.
Cars 2 is just a just an average cartoon film. Did you see that, Ed? Did you see Cars 2?
No, because I did not like the first movie at all.
Oh, I was going to say, because you have a young boy in your house. And
yeah, he could care less about that, too.
He's trapped in your house. No.
Now, we'll say for DreamWorks, they have really caught up a lot with Pixar and the quality of their movies.
You know, I really liked Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots was not bad.
How to Train Your Dragon was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The storyline, the voice acting, and just the quality of the animation. I think Pixar's competition is really starting to learn something.
Now, this is sort of in our wheelhouse. Coming out this week is Act of Valor. It's, you know, sort of in our wheelhouse.
Well, before we talk about that, let's see how many people have actually gone and seen a movie that came out either last weekend or the weekend before. I think it was last weekend.
Oh, which is? Ed. Go on.
Star Wars, Phantom Menace in 3D. Oh, it was priceless. You can't see it, but John's eyes just rolled into the back of his skull.
Now, here's the thing. My daughter and my son did go see it with their uncle and aunt. I went instead and bought a car. So I think my experience is more enjoyable. My experience is more enjoyable than seeing Phantom Menace. You can't. I don't know if you heard that. My daughter's sitting next to me, and she goes, "It was really good." Again, an 11-year-old.
You know, but kids also say Goober Grape is really good.
Ed, did you go see Phantom Menace? 3D?
Did I? No.
I was actually asking Ed. He just got back on the call.
What did I go see?
You went and saw Phantom Menace again, didn't you?
In 3D.
What is that?
it's Star Wars.
Is that like some kind of horror movie?
Sort of.
It's Star Wars. Don't you know what Star Wars is?
Star Wars? Star Wars, man, they haven't had a movie since 1984?
Keep trying.
Yeah, that one with the animatronic teddy bears.
Well, I know someone that did go and see it, and he gave me a reasonable excuse.
Who was and it?
But you blow it out of the water, John, because he says he went and saw it because his kids wanted to see it. His middle school age stepson and his kindergarten daughter wanted to see the movie mm-hmm. in the theater. Mm-hmm. So he went because he had to take his kids. Or at least that's what I've been told. But John found a way out of that by subjecting himself to a car purchase. So.
Which, again, more enjoyable.
Well, I was sure to ask this person who shall remain nameless, Shag.
Wow. You're pretty special.
I did ask him. I said, you know, how did those trade negotiations look in 3D?
That's what I said to my wife.
Really? I mean, just vicious. How, you know, discussions across tables. It just, you know, stuff that you couldn't believe. The 3D. It's just incredible.
Let's see. Well, what I was starting to ask, and actually, Ed, I know this is kind of in your realm of things that you enjoy too. Who's going to go see Act of Valor?
You know, I actually thought about that, but I may wait till DVD for that one.
My understanding is they actually shot that when they were actually doing the shooting. There was actually live fire training as well.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah. So the actual explosions and whatnot are not necessarily
movie magic.
Movie magic, exactly. You know, as my buddy Duncan says, he goes, you know, well, it says it's shot with active Navy SEALs. Well, he says his point is they used to be active Navy SEALs because as soon as they're on the film, they're no longer active Navy SEALs.
Yeah, the only thing I could think when I heard that they were doing that was maybe they used some actual footage of SEALs jumping out of a C-130 with halo gear on so that you can't see their faces.
My understanding of how the entire film came about was that the Navy hired them to start to shoot a propaganda film, basically to get more people to join the SEALs.
So a new
which
top.
I never really thought that the SEALs had a problem with getting people to join. But anyway,
especially with the publicity they've gotten lately with the SEAL Team 6.
Well, remember, this is before SEAL Team 6 happened.
Well, okay.
But so I guess the only thing they had before was the Charlie Sheen vehicle.
oh, my.
God, are you there? Anyway, what do you call
Boom.
It? The, God, Charlie Sheen is a Navy SEAL. Now think about that now, knowing what we know now.
Winning.
Oh, gosh.
No, but they hired him to do a propaganda film, and they said, oh, this would make an actual real, a good real film. And much like the Navy did with, Ed, what was the name of that video game that the U.S. Navy, or U.S. Army put out? Army of 2-1? Was it?
No.
What was it?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a video game. There's a first-person shooter that was supposed to be like a training.
Yeah, I know you're talking about now, actually, but I don't remember the name of the game.
Well, so they put out that video game, and then it was actually fairly popular and it was pretty well done, and so they released another one and yada yada yada. So much like they did with that, they said, "Well, why don't we just go ahead and make a full feature-length film and let them make it and release it, and then see if we can get some Top Gun action up in here."
America's Army, is that what?
Oh, America's Army. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're correct.
I vaguely remember seeing that advertised.
Yeah, and then there was America's Army 2 or something like that. We're in the Army now. And then there was America's Army 3, Stripes. Something like that.
You seem to know this pretty well, John.
I'm just kidding.
Stripes. American Army 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yes, I think that's what it was. New upcoming movies, 2012. So what do we have coming out? Oh, did anybody go see Ghost Rider?
Widge did.
You're kidding.
He did.
Oh, no, he had to for his way homers, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to catch that because the only thing I caught was Roger Ebert's review.
And well, it's been a long time since I've seen a review this low from Widge. Like a long time.
I mean, wow. It actually got a coffee stain.
A stain. It got a smudge. Didn't even get a half a cup.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Let's see. What about Project X? Anybody going to see that?
No.
That looks kind of interesting.
Actually, I was just noticing. I almost forgot about this one. What about Chronicle? Have you seen previews for Chronicle?
It's already been out, and is it?
Is it? Has it been released already?
Yeah, according to what I'm looking at, it was released on February 3rd.
So it hasn't really done well then, huh?
No, I think The Vow beat it. That'll tell you something. Ooh, what is this? I Am Bruce Lee.
That's another biopic, isn't it?
It looks like it. Features interviews with people who knew Bruce intimately, along with array of international icons from the entertainment and athletic fields, combined with rarely seen archival footage and classic photos.
Well, if you say it, you know,
personal
in
connection
a
there.
Politically my, incorrect manner.
My first martial arts teacher knew Bruce Lee, trained at his dojo, but didn't know him personally. I just met him a few times.
Let's see, we got
Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie.
John Carter's coming out in a couple weeks.
I was really looking forward to John Carter when I saw the trailers. They looked very promising, but then I saw a report not long ago stating that it's testing very poorly and it may be a huge write-off movie.
Really?
Yeah, and that really made me a bit apprehensive because it looks very promising.
That's unfortunate because I thought, well, here's the thing. First of all, it's called John Carter. So I don't think many people are going to get what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It's based on Princess of Mars, correct? Or was it John Carter
Prince.
Of Mars?
It was John Carter of Mars is what I always knew it.
All right. Well, I mean, because there's a whole series there. One of them was called right. Princess of Mars, though, right?
I thought it was Prince of Mars.
It was a Prince of Mars? Okay.
But the
fact that it's called John Carter, to me, every time I hear John Carter, for some reason, I think Will Smith.
John Connor.
Oh, John Connor. Yes, that might be.
That's what everybody I hear always, that if they're not a geek, if they're not intimately aware of this movie, then they're like, is that another Terminator movie? I'm like, no, that's John Connor. This is John Carter.
Yeah.
So people are having trouble with the distinction.
Let's see, the books that were there were, it was Gods of Mars, Warlord of Mars, Swords of Mars, Lana of Gothel, and then John Carter of Mars.
I thought, for some reason, I thought it was called Princess of Mars. I could have sworn that's what it was called. Okay. Obviously, I'm wrong. Wait, why?
Hey, I'm getting this from Wikipedia, so.
Why am I seeing.
It's gotta be wrong. Right?
Why am I seeing the Deep Blue Sea? Oh, it's a different. Not. Okay, never mind. I saw.
Are they remaking that terrible shark movie?
I actually enjoyed that movie.
You're John.
This is The Deep Blue Sea as opposed to Deep Blue Sea, which is a completely different film. I just looked at the preview for it, not the preview, the picture for it, and it stars Rachel Weisz, Tom Hiddleston, and somebody else. It looks like a indie romantic flick. Okay, so John Carter Mars. Let's see what else is out there. Ed, coming up.
Not really much of anything. Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Absolutely.
Yeah, Hunger Games is coming. Dr. Jen's excited about Hunger Games.
My daughter's over here nodding her head. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that book, surprisingly. So I actually can't wait for the movie.
I have not seen... I've not read the book, rather. I've seen the trailers, obviously. I've not read the book.
Highly totally recommended. I was... Yes. That's one that I really, really enjoyed a lot. Blew through that book in like an afternoon.
What about 21 Jump Street?
Oh,
please.
I oddly have I have some hope that that's going to be a pretty decent film. Or at least
you are allowed to wait until a movie comes to DVD before you go see it, John.
for what it is, I mean, you know,
it's a crap rewrite of a late 80s television show.
Unless Richard Grieco makes an actual cameo, will I actually watch it?
Now, let me point this out. What was your name? Serve. Let me point this out, Serve. The A-Team was actually a good film. It was a fun, good film. And it was an 80s TV series as well.
At least that was an early 80s TV series.
Now, granted, the A-Team really kind of had a lot of area to work with because it was just an action series on television, so... Granted, that's what they had going for it. But anyway, how about Wrath of the Titans?
No, I have zero interest in it.
Who here has seen
First remake of Clash of the Titans?
Did you watch it?
I saw the first remake of Clash of the Titans and was very disappointed.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I haven't seen it.
Don't.
Okay, I won't then.
Don't.
I'm going to, because you said don't twice.
Don't.
Oh, wait, no. What about Mirror Mirror?
No.
Oh, is that the one with Michelle Pfeiffer?
This is the one
it's got Julia Roberts in it.
Julia Roberts.
So it's, definitely skipping that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that one's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, goofy, funny version of...
Snow White.
But the other one, The Huntsman?
Wait, The Huntsman, is that the one with the wax-faced girl from Twilight?
No, I think that's with Charlize Theron.
Okay.
The wax faced girl from Twilight. Nice. Let's see. Titanic's being re-released.
See, there's actually nothing good, looks like, until April the 13th. What's up? Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Three Stooges.
Oh, that could be good, too.
No, it can't.
Come on.
No. You're absolutely wrong. You're so wrong.
Come on.
It has a Snooki in it, for crying out loud.
Oh, really, does it?
That does say a lot.
Ugh.
Cabin in the
Woods.
Some
of that Jersey all in you.
What's Cabin in the Woods?
That's the one written by Joss Whedon. A horror flick.
That means I'll be able to get through 1/6 of it.
Before you give
Why?
Up.
Just like I gave
you
up
get scared?
Firefly after 1/6 of the episodes.
Oh.
You are so wrong. But that's okay. It's all right for you to be wrong. Let's see. What else is... of course, the very next thing is May 4th, right? Anyone? Anyone? May 4th?
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
With one of the biggest movies of the year, hopefully.
I hope so, too.
I really do.
Let's not keep anybody in suspense anymore.
Please, Phil. What are you talking about?
The Avengers.
Oh.
Oh, that's going to be...
Ed, king of non-excitement. Whatever. Yeah.
Eh.
You don't have any hopes for it?
Not really.
It's May 4th.
It's May 4th.
Yeah.
That's May early 4th, in the summer. They got a whole summer to start racking in the cash.
I have no excitement for it. It's just, you know, it's there. I may go see it, but I really...
It is directed by Joss.
Eh.
Joss. How do you pronounce his name, by the way? Is it Joss?
Joss.
Joss?
Yes.
Okay.
Quit jossing me.
Because I always go Joss.
Joss.
Joss. Okay.
Well, all the movies leading into it were, at the very least, okay. Thor was okay. Captain America was good. Iron Man was great.
Iron Man 2? Not so much.
Hulk?
Not so good.
Hulk? I like Hulk.
Hulk was pretty good.
Hulk was okay.
I was talking about that second Iron Man movie. Iron Man sucked.
It wasn't bad. I just...
Yeah.
It suffered from increased expectations. The first one was just phenomenal.
It was a good popcorn flick.
I watched it again not that long ago, and it was much better the second time. I don't know if it was just the fact that the movies were had been out for a while. I'd already seen the other Avengers movies, so maybe my expectations were a little lower, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, shoot. I think I may have missed Vanessa. Hold on.
Nice.
Oh, call Vanessa. Oh, did you say to call Vanessa?
Yes, I suggested that you should.
Was she getting a hold of...
She's on.
No. I've already chatted with her. I told her to just dial in when she's ready. All the backstage podcast stuff going on in front of everyone.
The best thing is this one's going to get edited, right?
Nope.
And now, strangely enough, there's another movie coming out in May that's got at least a little bit of geek cred that has gotten absolutely no publicity at all.
Dark Shadows?
Battleship?
You'll Dark burn Shadows. In hell for that, John. Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
I'm
a little bit concerned that they're stretching it, but...
Absolutely they're stretching it, but it may be worth seeing for no other reason than how uncanny... Was it Josh Brolin, I think it is? Or whoever
yeah.
It looks like...
The young Tommy.
Yes. It's almost creepy how good he looks.
That's acting.
I actually want to see Battleship. No, I'm just kidding.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Dark Shadows. Dark Shadows. We want to see Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows coming out in May?
Yeah.
I would definitely...
Tim Burton version.
Backstage Girls movie comes out June 1st. Snow White and the Huntsman, is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Prometheus, June 8th.
That looks interesting.
Along the same lines, did anyone ever see Immortals that came out last fall?
You know, the outfit of what's his name was just entirely too silly. The metal bunny outfit that he was wearing, the silly ears.
So the movie wasn't that good?
I didn't see the movie. I couldn't get past the trailer. It looked ridiculous.
What about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
I'm totally watching that. I am totally going to watch that movie. I want to read the book first. I haven't read it yet, so I'm planning on reading the book before the movie comes out.
Carrie, have you read the book?
I have not, but I wouldn't mind reading it, but I will be there opening night for that film. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'll be next door to Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter watching Brave. Which looks like Pixar's return to actual movie making.
But that doesn't look... I don't know. To me, that doesn't look very good. It doesn't look enticing at all.
Oh, I disagree. I'm very interested.
Was that another fart? What the heck?
I think so. Somebody.
What the heck?
I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
I think I hit my mic with my hand.
I was about to say, I didn't eat in the hospital cafeteria today, so it wasn't me.
It sounded just like a fart.
Let's see. So no, Brave looks. What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It just doesn't look entertaining to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it's based on actual story. It's not like an original. I mean, it's obviously an original story. I don't know. Original story in the sense it's an original screenplay, but I don't think it's an original story.
It's not based on true events.
I don't believe it's based on true. When there's fairies involved, I don't think it's based on true events. although I guess there is the what do you call it? Mulan, who didn't actually have a dragon, but she was a real person, apparently. Possibly, maybe.
Yes.
Speaking of fictional people, June 29th, G.I. Joe. I didn't see the first one.
I saw the first one. It was good to watch at home.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Bored. I saw it in the theaters, and I thought it was pretty entertaining. It wasn't great. But then I watched it again this past fall on Netflix because they have it on Netflix streaming, and it was really tough to get through.
Well,
yeah, Dr. Jen wanted to see it, so we got it on Netflix, and I had to sit through it a second time, and it didn't hold up very well at all. But I didn't think it was all that great when I saw it in the theater.
Well,
it was just okay.
If I remember,
it held the same kind of fascination with some of the geeks that Ghost Rider had for me. I loved the character Ghost Rider. I always have. It's one of my favorite comic books when I was younger. I had such high expectations, and I tried so hard to like it. And I eventually had to admit, no, this actually is pretty bad.
And this one doesn't look appealing to me either.
Well, having the Rock and Bruce Willis.
Now, Bruce Willis, yes, I could care less about the Rock. I do not like him. I don't like his movies. I
don't like him, Sam. I am.
Really?
Because he's a Kane.
I find him. He's a Kane
That's
fan.
One of the main reasons. Yes.
He's a Hurricane. I thought you meant Kane, as in the wrestler Kane. He's a Kane fan. Oh, okay. I see.
University of Miami Hurricane.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I was like, really? You're watching wrestling? Okay.
All right. To all you geeks, that's a college football reference. So the whoever has someone makes a college football reference, you can mark that off on your bingo sheet.
No, but I've actually enjoyed Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the films he's done. I think he's a very engaging personality.
He's surprisingly good at comedic delivery. His episode where he showed up on Saturday Night Live was pretty good.
I'll have to look that up. I didn't see that one, but I do have the. Even though the Tooth Fairy wasn't anything to write home about, it.
He should be embarrassed.
Anyone who saw that should be embarrassed.
He was the best part of it. So.
That's like saying, this bite was the best part of this turd sandwich.
Speaking of which, who's seen The Help? Anyway, July 3rd, Amazing Spider-Man.
I thought it was 6th. Oh, it opens 3rd. How come I have it as July 6th?
I don't know, because that's probably the Friday.
I watched the first long trailer, and I'll probably be there to watch it that weekend.
I think I will too. What about you, Ed?
Originally, I didn't think I would touch it, but
the first trailer was horrible. That whole first person point of view, that was horrible. The second trailer makes it look more enticing. So I think I might go to the theater to see it. Yeah,
I like the Lizard as a villain.
I like the actor who plays as Peter Parker.
Yeah, Emma Stone is hotter than Kirsten Dunst could ever hope to be.
Correct.
So, it's got that going for it.
Now, the other thing is, too, is it seems like they've captured the Spider-Man thing more than Tobey Maguire did. The snarkiness, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of times in the longer trailer where he comes out as, kind of...
If they could just merge the two, because Tobey Maguire had Peter Parker down.
You think so?
I do. He looked like Peter Parker to me. He acted in that kind of innocent, nerdy, hesitant way that I always imagined Peter Parker acting. But as Spider-Man himself, yeah, you're right. He didn't have the verbal sharpness to him, the taunting nature, the cocky self-assuredness that Spider-Man should have.
Right. I think that the this one hopefully is a little better. And plus, it looks like they did the mechanical spider webbing as opposed to the...
Yes, yeah.
Right, I like
which
that.
Which I guess a lot of people were upset about. I don't get it. I thought it... To me, I know that it's part of the thing that Spider-Man is, but to me, the fact that it's...
Genetic
makes more sense to me.
It does. It truly does.
Because how did this kid... I would give up being Spider-Man. I would just go market the stupid webbing.
But as far as the actual, you know, being, you know, sticking with being true to the comics, I think I would rather see the mechanical shooters on screen than the genetic stuff.
It does emphasize the fact that he is more than just a guy that got superpowers. He is brilliant as well.
Right. Was it 2 weeks after that? 3 weeks after that? We have probably what's going to be the number one movie of the year.
Dark Knight?
Yes.
Really? You think that's going to be the number one movie of the year?
I think it's before we go any further. Hey, Vanessa, how you doing?
Hey guys, I'm sorry I'm so late. I was doing another podcast.
Oh, I see.
it ran over and yeah, but I scrambled over here as quick as I could.
What podcast was that?
I was doing a podcast for Stimulated Boredom. We were talking about MegaCon.
Didn't you already do that? Didn't you already do that podcast? I thought you already did that podcast.
I've done it before.
No, I meant the one for MegaCon.
No. We finally. I was actually out of town. I was traveling. I was in Austin, Texas this week, so I didn't get around to doing it until tonight.
We'll get back to talking about MegaCon real quick, but we're just starting an argument with what the number one movie of the year will be, and I'm arguing that it's going to be Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Oh.
I disagree.
What do you think?
What's it going to be, Ed?
Yeah, what is it going to be then?
You know what? I'm shooting for...
Rock of Ages.
No, 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Battleship. Battleship's going to be number one.
I think Avengers could beat it.
Yeah, I think Avengers could beat it.
Marvel has done almost no wrong, and the only DC franchise that's been worth a damn has been Dark Knight.
I mean, it's got the hype. I mean, yes, I mean, coming from, you know, the second movie being so kick-ass, you know, everybody's going to go out and see this one, but I think there's going to be some disappointment there, at least in my opinion, and I could care less about Bane. I really hate that character. I think he's stupid.
You know, I'm glad to hear someone say that other than me. I was hoping to get excited about this film, and after the Inception-esque trailer, it kind of got my interest peaked, but now I'm really not that interested in it. I'm going to go see it, but it's not something I'm excited to see like I am the Avengers.
I liked Bane as a character as far as a Batman villain.
Did you read the original series when he first appeared?
Yeah, you mean
the whole breaking of the back stuff?
Yeah,
on
yeah,
spoilers?
Yeah. I have it. I read it like about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. Granted, that was all a marketing ploy, so it's not the best Batman storyline ever. That's for sure.
Was it called Nightfall? I think it was.
Vanessa?
Don't know.
Oh,
I think it was Nightfall.
Man, I was hoping that you would know.
I know. Sorry. I'm not the biggest Batman fan, so you have to pardon me.
But you are a DC fan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like some DC books. But I avoid Batman sometimes, like on purpose.
Really? Why?
Because I think that there's a lot of other great characters out there, and he's just way overexposed, and so it's like an angsty thing for me. I don't really know. I can't really explain it, but it annoys me. I just find him really overexposed. I'm actually reading Batman and Robin right now, and I enjoy that title, but I enjoy that title because Peter Tomasi's writing it and Patrick Gleason is drawing it, and I enjoy Damian and Alfred, not really Bruce Wayne that much.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, but doesn't he have, I mean, he has some of the, you know, and I hate to pull this card out, but he has some of the more interesting female villains, though. I mean.
Yeah, ish. I'm not a Catwoman fan. Talia al Ghul, I guess, is interesting sometimes. I don't know. Yeah.
Poison Ivy?
Well, I do read Birds of Prey, the current Birds of Prey, written by Dwayne Swierczynski, however you say his last name. And Poison Ivy's in that. She's okay. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of the female bat villains either. I think.
Okay.
I hadn't ever thought about that until you just posed that notion, and now I don't think I really care about them that much.
Because I don't think that, you know, as far as DC goes, and I could be completely off base. And again, obviously you're female, we believe.
Yeah. I am.
So you know, it's the only reason why it's in the front of my mind right now. Anyway.
Yeah.
But is that he has? I can't think of any other heroes in the DC universe that have that many female villains in their I forget what you call it, their
gallery.
That's what it is, right?
And their rogues gallery.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that those characters like Ivy and Catwoman aren't interesting in and of themselves. They have a huge fan base, but I just don't find them particularly interesting. Hmm. Harley Quinn is hugely popular.
Yes.
But again,
especially at cons.
Especially at cons, yeah.
It seems like to be the one costume everyone can make.
It is.
I think.
But it doesn't seem, I don't know, it's kind of a complex costume. Maybe not. I don't know. But
red,
as far as female
red, white,
villains
black.
Go, I actually really enjoy Lady Shiva. She's not a bat villain, really.
Oh, okay. All right. But have you watched the Batman films? Have you enjoyed the Batman films, at least, the last two?
I'm middle of the road. Oh. I thought that the last one, I really enjoyed the first one. I thought that was pretty interesting. But the second one, I was bored out of my mind. It was so long. So I got really bored and kind of antsy in my seat. There were some great moments. Like when he went to China, was it when he was in China and he was scaling the side of the building? I thought that was badass. I was like, that's so Batman. That felt very comic booky. And I really liked Aaron Eckhart's performance. And of course, you know, Heath Ledger was very good. But all in all, like as a whole, I was kind of bored.
I know.
Ed. Listen, I've had this argument with some of my friends. They think I'm crazy.
I think Ed might agree with you, though. Ed.
Yeah. No. I'm actually the complete opposite. I didn't really enjoy the first one as much as I did the second one. I love the second one.
Huh.
Oh, but I'll agree with her. Other than Heath Ledger's performance, I thought the film was a little dull.
Well, I agree with the fact that it was long. It felt long. I mean, they could have stopped as soon as Harvey Dent became Two-Face. Spoiler.
I wholeheartedly agree with
spoiler,
that.
Spoiler, yes.
So, and by the way, Darth Vader's Luke's dad. Spoiler.
You have to say spoiler before it.
Oh, no. That takes this all the fun out of it.
Snape by the way, Dumbledore.
Oh, jeez. Actually, there might be some. Well, no, nobody listening to this doesn't know that already. Never mind.
But I think they should have stopped it as soon as Harvey Dent became Two-Face and kept the franchise going. I mean, then you've got, you know, add another villain instead of introduce and kill villain in the same film and make it about a half hour too long.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I think the movie is paced out right for me. Always. I really do love that film so much, though.
I do too.
All right. So, what else? Where are we at? We were in July with Dark Knight Rises. But I didn't get what you really honestly thought was going to be a bigger film. G.I. Joe Retaliation.
I think Avengers. I said Avengers, but you know.
I mean, I could see like something like Brave or Madagascar 3 making more money.
Just because it's a Pixar film.
Well, because it's a kid film, right? So, I mean, obviously, you've almost doubled your audience
sales. Yeah,
yeah.
Parents, you know, honestly, kids, not just kids.
I could agree. I think Avengers, even though I'm not really looking that forward to it that much. I think Avengers will probably be bigger than Batman.
Well, no, I'll give you a dark horse that may top them all: Hunger Games.
Oh. Yeah.
I just don't think it's
that's what I was thinking. I thought Hunger Games, when you guys started talking about this, I was like, has anybody brought up Hunger Games? I think it's going to be huge.
That movie is going to have a built-in base of of fans that are screaming to see the movie. And it's also that age demographic that will go and see a movie more than once.
Yes.
If they pay for it.
What do you mean? Because you're going with the piracy angle. I gotcha.
Yeah, the skipping. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's. I know that that's the big boogeyman under the bed or whatever. But I don't think piracy is cuts into theater appearances as much as just the fact that theater appearances are going to the theater is so freaking expensive.
Well, actually, I wasn't talking so much about piracy as people, kids actually just going into the house and not paying for the movie.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Well, I mean, okay, I guess. Let's see, what else do we have coming out, getting through the rest of the year at least?
August.
What's in August?
August 3rd, we have The Bourne Legacy. Yes, they wrung out another Bourne movie.
Yeah, and not even, it doesn't even have, what's his name, Matt Damon.
But nope.
It has...
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, who is awesome.
Yes.
I like him, but what happened to Matt?
I guess he's tired of him. But coming out the same day is also Total Recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remake.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of the first one to begin with. I mean, it's kind of...
Oh, that's a good, fun movie.
It was goofy fun.
It is a fun movie, I agree. But not one that needed to be remade. There's no reason why that thing... I mean, maybe a Total Recall 2.
If they could
2,
make a movie out of the game Battleship, they can make a movie out of anything.
Okay, granted. Speaking of
making
which,
a movie, what to expect when you're expecting. That's like a how-to book when you're like pregnant. And they're making a movie out of that. Ridiculous.
Isn't it Jennifer Lopez in that? The J-Lo?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't even look.
I believe it is. I believe it's J-Lo and... Dangle from Reno 911.
Speaking of making a movie out of anything, August 24th, there's a movie coming out named Outrun. That wouldn't happen to be based on the old video game, is it?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Because everyone wants to know what to expect when you're expecting stars Cameron Diaz and Jennifer Lopez. Because everyone wanted to know that. What were we saying? Outrun?
Outrun. August 24th. Outrun.
I don't have it on my list.
Mine either.
Only you. Maybe you're wishing that they make a movie called Outrun.
I love that game. You crash, the two people flip out of their Ferrari. It was awesome.
I don't remember Outrun.
I don't either.
I do see that there's a Red Dawn remake coming out, though. But before that...
Hey, we skipped Paranorman.
Yes, we did.
That looks actually pretty cool.
August
17th.
Yep.
What is that? Who is... Who is that, though? Who makes that? Who's making...
It's the same people who Words. Did Coraline.
Which was a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to.
I have had it in my house several times and never got around to watching it. It's been like a Netflix DVD. It was in my house. And of course, I don't have Netflix DVD anymore at all. So I'm not sure if I'll ever get to see it.
I'll send you an invite to my Plex streaming account, and you can watch it from my media center, John.
Just
watch it on Amazon Prime or whatever, Amazon Instant.
I don't have any of that stuff. What is this? What is this computers thing you talk about? But but more importantly, Atlas Shrugged Part 2 is coming out. No. Because, you had to break it into two parts. Actually, you do. But anyway, the Taken 2 is coming out October 5th.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That excites me.
You skipped John. Whoa. Aren't you excited for Resident Evil Retribution?
No. I do want to point out. I do want to point out that Vanessa's octaves dropped like 6 decibels, I believe, or whatever you call it. She dropped like 6 octaves, which that excites me.
I really like Taken. I've seen that movie way more times than I've seen a lot of movies.
Liam Neeson is. It's funny. I clicked on Liam Neeson. Of course, I think I told this story before to some of you, but I got interviewed for the Nielsen movie thing as you're coming out of the movie theater or whatever, and they wanted me to watch some previews that nobody has seen, which, of course, the previews I saw, I was like, I've seen these. I don't know what you're talking about. But they gave me The Gray, which I still I still yet to see. And they go, what does it make you think of? And I go, Taken. Well, when you think of Liam Neeson, what do you think of?
Taken.
What do you like Liam Neeson? Yes. Is there anything that Liam Neeson can do for you? Another Taken. And everything else that he has done in his career is forgiven as long as he's making Taken 2. Now, hopefully, it lives up to the expectation that all of us have for that movie.
Yeah.
Because Taken was such a badass movie.
Really was.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, okay.
Another one you overlooked, John.
Yes.
September 21st.
Dredd.
Judge Dredd. I like Judge Dredd. I can't help it.
Maybe as
but how can they do it without Sylvester Stallone? God damn it!
Who is starring as it? Ouch! I hurt myself.
It's Carl Urban, I believe.
Yeah.
Who is Carl Urban?
What?
Oh, Urban. Never mind. Now I know who he is. I saw him once. I saw his picture. I knew who he was.
Urban.
He was in Doom though, so you know there is.
He was in
there is that
Lord of the Rings movies.
He's also in Star Trek.
In the Bourne. Ultimatum.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, moving on. Dredd.
How about October 5th?
Seriously. October 5th. Taken 2.
Frankenweenie.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Frankenweenie.
But it comes out the same time as Taken 2.
Double feature.
And also Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, so you've got that going for you. There's also...
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't a Red
Even
Dawn...
Even if you don't want it going for you, you got it.
Let's skip ahead, finish off the year here real quick. We got Red Dawn coming out. Anybody at all?
Actually, I might, depending on the trailer. I haven't seen a trailer yet. I guess they don't have a trailer.
I see one that I'm really looking forward to. November 21st, the 47 Ronin.
All right. Okay. But Keanu Reeves is in it, just so you know. He's starring in it.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so are you still on board?
I might not be. That's like... taking a bad pistachio out of the bag, it puts you off the whole thing.
Red Dawn, Serv Yen? Serv, are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. I have a hard time with that, just because, you know, as a kid, I really thought the first one was great, so I don't have a lot of expectation for this one. That might be the only thing that saves it.
How about you, Vanessa?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Do you not know what Red Dawn is?
You've never seen Red Dawn?
No.
Okay, I've got to ask you a question. I know it's a question.
That's
I never
your assignment this weekend. That's what your assignment is. Go rent Red Dawn.
But I do have
okay.
to ask you.
I'll do it.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I know it's something you're not supposed to ask women, but how old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh. That kind of explains it.
Oh, okay.
I'm 40, so that's why it might have been just a little... ahead of your time, just a little bit though, not too much, because it was out when I was a teenager, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the original Red Dawn.
So
Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. You've never seen it?
No.
Wow. Yes, go rent it. Go rent it. Watch
C.
it.
See Thomas Howell. Come on.
Yes. Do you know who C. Thomas Howell is?
I think I do.
Oh, God. Charlie,
wait, hold on.
God, I feel so
IMDb, C. Thomas Howell. Yes, I know who that is.
God, I feel so old right now.
Me too.
I turned 40 in December, and I felt old then, but now I feel real old.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's my mom's. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Dawn, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 comes out in November, and I'm super stoked about that.
Really?
Not being sarcastic.
Crickets.
Okay,
crickets.
You're being sarcastic.
Say crickets, okay, crickets.
At this time, I'd like to plug Mark Reed's Twilight, so you don't have to.
I enjoy the Twilight books a little bit, probably more than I should. It's one of the things I get hell for all the time.
They're so misogynist, though.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. They are
so
misogynistic.
How so?
Well, looking beyond the fact that it's the entire storyline's a Mary Sue, the way that the character is described, the central character Bella,
right?
She's made as kind of a tabula rasa. She's a blank slate. The only thing they ever talk about is how clumsy she is, How many times in the first few pages when he's introduced, do they refer to the primary vampire character as perfect, all the way down to his minty breath?
Uh-huh.
It's misogynistic in that the fact that she's the way that it approaches the sexuality of the character. When she finally has sex, her bones are broken. She immediately gets pregnant, immediately gives birth. The vampire has to bite the vampire baby.
Hello, I was going to say, spoiler alert, hello. Who's going to rent that?
I don't know. I have a different view of it. I always, like Bella's clumsiness and her sort of left of center view of things. And, you know, she's very intelligent. She does very well in school. She doesn't really care what other people think about her. Yes, she's very insecure, but I think that's like a teenage girl thing for a lot of teenage girls anyway. I know I was particularly insecure when I was a teenage girl, so it didn't ring untrue.
It almost plays on some of the common insecurities that a girl of that age would have, and
yeah.
Reinforces the fact that you are nothing until this perfect person comes along and makes you something.
See, a lot of people, I've heard this argument before. I've actually had this argument before. But I didn't see it that way in the sense that, Edward is very flawed. And I, while she sees him like as this perfect thing, and I'm not saying that their relationship is particularly healthy, but it's between a human and a vampire. So, I mean, you can go into all kinds of allegories, sure, but I don't. I sort of took it at face value. He is very flawed, and you see all of his flaws, and then, her sort of just seeing him as this perfect thing and this all-consuming, situation. Again, not necessarily ideal or healthy, but not untrue. I don't know. I enjoyed it, and I enjoy the films. I feel like, actors aren't always the best, but
I can't criticize someone for liking them.
Yeah,
because I freely admit I like some really bad stuff too. But
well, some stuff that other people might not find as enjoyable as you do. That's what you're saying.
Well, I mean, yeah. Erica, the person I do the blog with, Girls Gone Geek, she tried, and she had to stop. Like, I think she got like partway through the third book, and she called me, and she was just pissed off. She's like, I can't take it anymore. She was done with Bella and her whining and things like that, and so she was over it. She hated it. She couldn't get into it. So I get that. A lot of people don't like it, but I enjoyed it. And the fourth film is when she's actually a vampire and all the other vampires come from all over the world. And that's just going to be badass.
I disliked it on so many different levels. They're not vampires. Just like the characters in Underworld, they're not vampires. You can label them that, but they're not that. You essentially change the character. If you're going to do that, you got to make me buy into it, like in the movie Life Force. There's so many things that just it didn't resonate with me. But granted, I'm not the target audience of the stories to begin with. But I tried reading some of it, and wow, were they badly written stories!
Oh yeah. Well, now that I've gone back, I've actually read the book several times. They're not. Stephanie Meyer is not the best writer, like from a grammatical standpoint. Even that, just like writing style, they're not all that great.
I mean, the best thing that I could refer to that to truly impart the my impression of the stories, what little exposure I had to them, go to The Oatmeal. He has a very short blurb on it. Pretty much sums it up better than I could.
Okay.
November 9th.
Bond.
Wait, what's on November 9th?
It's Skyfall.
Oh,
the next Bond movie.
Yeah. Hopefully, what is the state of Bond right now? I mean, are they going to make more after this or no?
I think it depends
on
how
this does.
Has a Bond film ever lost money? I don't think a Bond film has ever lost money.
Did you see License to Kill?
But I think it still made money.
I don't know.
I think every
I don't know that it did.
Every time they release a Bond film, it makes money. Daniel Craig. There are two dudes in this world that I would seriously consider, you know, switching teams for. Daniel Craig is one of them, and then the other is David Grohl. So, maybe it's a D thing. Anyway, of the Foo Fighter lead singer. Those two are dudes that I would consider. So I will definitely see Skyfall. Wow. This just went to an awkward place all of a sudden. Moving on. Can we move past this? Because I don't want to talk about anymore.
We're on to December.
Les Mis is out. Oh, wait. Hold on. World War Z.
Dr. Jen and I just went and saw Les Mis here in Tampa.
I've seen it several times.
That's my all-time favorite play.
Is it a play? It's a musical.
Musical. Yeah, okay, musical. Excuse me.
Yeah. A theater nerd over here.
I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet. Although I did see the one that had Liam Neeson in it.
Jean Valjean.
Oh, the film.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Jean Valjean. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, he played Liam. Liam Neeson played.
Yeah,
Jean Valjean.
And then
I'm staring at other things that
someone took his bread. He hid the bread under the bed, and then someone took it.
World War Z. Originally, I was really excited about. I loved the first story. But then when I heard about how they were changing it about a bit, I got a little apprehensive. We'll still see it, but I'm not as excited about it as I once was. But
did we skip December 14th?
Yes, we did. And that's what had me distracted.
Well, World War Z comes out December 12th.
No,
I'd say December 21st.
Oh, okay. Whatever. December 14th, Hobbit and An Unexpected Journey, whatever.
Woohoo!
After that is Kill Bin Laden, and then Hunter Killer. Oh wait! Oh, we want to go back to the Hobbit again.
I will beat to death.
I don't know the Hobbit.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited.
It looks, you know, I mean, he did a great job with Lord of the Rings series, so.
I think he's going to do a better job with this than he did with Lord of the Rings. It's a more concise, simpler story. The only thing that makes me apprehensive is they're putting a little more into it than was originally there.
Well, I'll put it this way, John. If Hobbit was in the summer, Hobbit would take most money, biggest summer of any movie this year.
I don't know, because I don't think...
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. I don't think that it... I don't think it has... the same kind of oomph that what do you call it? Avengers or Batman have, especially Avengers, because given that kids can go see it. I mean, not really young kids. Although, don't get me started on my tirade about bringing kids to R-rated movies. But I think that it's more the Avengers and even Batman to a lesser extent is more accessible to younger kids than I think The Hobbit is, because The Hobbit was going to be a very long film, even though it's going to be broken into two parts. It's going to be a long film. It's not going to be as appealing to say your tweens.
How long was the last Batman
boys.
Film?
I don't know.
It's about two
and a half hours, something like that.
I thought it was longer than that. I thought it was getting closer to three.
I don't know. I suppose we could look it up. We have the internet in front of us. Vanessa, were you a fan of the Lord of the Rings series? Or
I did. I've seen them several times. I don't know that I'm that excited about The Hobbit, but I will probably see it. I don't know what else to say about it, but I mean, I did enjoy the Lord of the Rings series. I really did. I never read the books.
Yeah, you can skip the books.
Okay, cool.
The books. The thing I hated about the books was just Tolkien's insistence on describing every detail
of everything.
Oh, God, that's why I didn't make it through Harry Potter.
There's like four pages of describing what snow looks like. It's absolutely ridiculous. The amount of detail. He goes into with his storytelling, but the story itself is obviously fantastic, and I'm sure that a lot of people enjoy that. And I couldn't get through all the books because of just the amount of reading involved.
Yeah, I don't think I'd
involved.
Be able to either.
Now, The Hobbit actually is a little bit more accessible to me. I found reading The Hobbit a lot more enjoyable than the Lord of the Rings.
But Tolkien was verbose. The man was a linguist, but it is more approachable. It's more digestible than Lord of the Rings was.
Hobbit is a shorter book too, isn't it?
Oh yes, yeah. Much. Yeah. It's a single book, and it's much shorter. It's more concise as well. There aren't nearly as many threads.
It's definitely tighter.
I think that does it for the year, doesn't it?
Superman.
Yep. Is there a Superman movie this year?
December 31st.
Really?
Really?
On December 31st?
Yep.
I don't even see it listed.
Why would they release it on December
2013
31st?
Movies, maybe.
Yeah, the last movie that coming soon has listed is some movie, December, to be announced, King of the Elves.
I've got it here. Superman, Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, December 31st, 2012.
Now, are you excited to see that film? Because so far, I'm not too impressed.
I actually am excited. Oddly, I don't really know why. I mean, I'm more excited to see the Avengers, and Iron Man 3 in 2013. But I am excited to see Superman.
Now, did you enjoy Superman Returns?
Not really. I kind of hated Kate Bosworth as Lois Lane.
I have to agree.
Terrible.
With her.
Yes, she was horrible.
It's just like the worst. But Kevin Spacey was fun as like Lex Luthor. He definitely had a cartoonic feel to his character. Mm-hmm.
Cartoon,
it was okay.
Or comic?
Comic, yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey can make almost any role good, but he was the only shining point of that entire movie.
Yeah.
By the way, IMDb lists the release date for Man of Steel as June of 2013.
Okay, well then my information is incorrect.
Or their information is incorrect. Who knows? It's the internet. What does Wikipedia say? Because it's always right.
I would think that Superman would be a summer release anyway.
Man of Steel, June 14th, 2013 in the U.S.
That's why it kind of surprised me that it would be the end of December.
Wait, why did I... Who's playing Superman again?
Some guy.
I have June 14th too. Henry, yeah, okay. Who really hasn't been? He's from some cable show, correct? Isn't he?
I have no idea.
I think he's like on Spartacus, Sand and Dust, or something like that. I have it for June 14th of 2013 as well. I also have to be announced for June 2013, the Fantastic Four reboot. Which, can we just give it up at this point?
They got it. If this one doesn't go, it's that ship sunk.
And I know why they're doing it, and I know that we hear this at Dragon Con all the time. We hear this at
From Widge.
Widge all the time. Yeah, exactly. The reason why they keep rebooting and keep producing Fantastic Four is so that the rights don't revert back to Marvel, which is Disney now, of course. Which is where it probably should be, given the current track record with Marvel's head. I think Marvel Studios has had a fairly decent track record thus far.
I would agree.
It's no Pixar, but it does seem to treat its properties well.
The worst movie they've made was probably The Hulk, and even that wasn't a bad movie. It was okay.
Now, I'm one of these people that liked... Going back to the Superman question, because I'm one of these people that actually liked The Hulk. I'm not talking about The Incredible Hulk. I'm talking about The Hulk. And I also like Superman Returns. I actually thought it was a decent film, but I do agree with you. Lois Lane was horrid. Hold on. I got to say goodnight to my daughter. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I don't know. I couldn't get into the last Superman movie. I tried watching it, and it just bored me. Other than Kevin Spacey, that was pretty much it.
The only thing that the movie did they spent tons of money on that one effect of the bullet hitting him in the eye. That was probably like a third of their budget for that movie.
I don't know about that, but...
It sure felt that way.
Well, let me ask you this. What was so compelling about the original Superman film? The original one with...
You talking Christopher Reeve?
Yes.
I have never thought Superman was a compelling character ever.
But those movies, at least the first two movies, were good. The first movie was good.
We talked about this briefly on the last The Unique Geek, where we did a like a 30-minute episode or whatever, and Aaron was on. And with the exception of everyone in the DC universe seeming to have a little bit of kryptonite laying around, Superman is a boring character because you can't kill him.
Yes, very boring.
Anyone disagree?
It takes some creative writing to make the story interesting.
Other than the fact that he's a, you know, he's a Boy Scout and he doesn't kill anyone and yada yada yada, which kind of always puts him in a weird situation sometimes, but he is just he's just not a character that I've ever been compelled by. However, I did enjoy the films. But I can't tell you why I enjoyed the first Superman film. I get that Christopher Reeve is an engaging actor for that character, because I did not necessarily like him in a lot of other stuff he did. But
he personified the Clark Kent aspect really well.
Yeah.
I've never cared for the character.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's just wrap up with a quick roll call of who's going to Dragon Con this year. Carrie. Carrie's already said yes at the very beginning of this podcast. He said yes. He claims he was answering someone else's question, but as I understand it on audio, it will say that he is going to Dragon Con, so we can skip him. Ed, are you going this year?
I don't know.
You don't know. This is not the case with you every year, though. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
What's whatever. New?
Serve's in, right?
I'm in.
And Vanessa?
I am most definitely going.
Now, before we leave, because I do want to hear, what MegaCon? I've been to MegaCon twice, and both times I hated it.
Me too. Well, one time for me.
What was your take of MegaCon? Was this your first MegaCon?
My first MegaCon, yeah.
And?
I thought that it was really disorganized. I didn't like the layout. It was the exhibitor hall, the sort of, you know, where you talk to the celebrities, you know, and artists alley. It was all just in one big hall. It was kind of chaotic and hard to maneuver through. That was a little bit frustrating for me. The panels were interesting. I missed the DC panel because parking was such a difficult task at the Orange County Convention Center. But some of the other panels I went to were okay. They had some, you know, it was a little bit more, you know, in depth than the comic stuff. It was kind of inside baseball, which I liked, because I could keep up. But you know, so for that, I thought some of the panels were really interesting from a comic standpoint, which is lacking at Dragon Con if I'm comparing. But like overall, the experience was okay. I don't know that I'd be super excited to go back unless there were some guests that I just definitely needed to talk to. I was actually impressed by the cosplay more than I thought I would be, because, you know, after having, you know, been to Dragon Con, you think nothing can compare to the cosplay there. But there was some really great costumes at this one. So overall, I was just kind of mediocre. I'm definitely not super excited to go back next year, but I might. That's how I feel about it.
All right. That about sums up exactly how I've felt every single time I've gone. The two times that I've gone. One of the things that really got me was in the main hall, there's the way the exhibit halls is laid out is just ridiculous, because it dumps out into, I don't know if the big panel the last time I went was for Lost, actually. And they had a couple of characters from Lost, and Lost was still in the air at the time. And it dumped out right into the entrance to the main exhibitor hall. And so I'm pretty sure they have it. I don't know if they have it laid out the same exact way, but of course everyone's in right across from it was registration.
No, well, there was one big, like hall or one big room, where they had the bigger panels, and it did dump out right near where the food was and where the entrance to the exhibitor hall was. And there's one little tiny entrance to the exhibitor hall, and right. That's where you had to go in, and so it was like bottlenecked trying to get in there. And then, you know, you had to exit way across on the other side, so it was just hard to get around. There was nothing, it just wasn't easy to navigate, and it was very frustrating. Yeah. So yeah, that is something that I thought was definitely a downside to MegaCon.
Now, did you find the exhibitor hall at all engaging or interesting to you? I mean, to me, the couple of times I've went, it was all anime, which I'm not a big fan of anime, so.
Well, there were several comic vendors there. So, you know, I was perusing some comics. But again, it was really crowded and kind of the way the setup, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's, I only have Dragon Con to compare it to.
Right.
You know, and so I, you know, when I think about like when you go downstairs in Dragon Con and you go to, I don't even know if that, the exhibitor hall where you buy everything. That's not the exhibitor hall, is it?
That's
the exhibitor hall
room.
Is
the
upstairs.
Dealer, yeah, the dealer room is what you're thinking
yeah,
of.
That's a dealer room, yeah. Right. Well, it's like with the exhibitor hall and the dealer room, it's all one at MegaCon.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for some obscure comics and you're digging through long boxes at Dragon Con, you know, you can camp out on the floor and do that. But here, it's just so much chaos because everything's all together. I just didn't like it. I didn't like how hard it was to just, you know, kind of peruse and be still and enjoy. And I don't know, just it was all very wide open. And then, you know, the like what the what is I guess the Walk of Fame was in the exhibitor hall too, which
right,
I thought
yeah.
was very odd. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, last year was that your first Dragon Con? Last year?
My second.
Or your second? Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was E's first, correct?
No, Erica's? I think that Erica went with me the year before, so maybe it was her second or maybe it was her third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think she'd been one more time before me.
I thought last year was your first time.
It was her second.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Serve, you already said you're in for Dragon Con. Carrie said he's in. All right, so I guess it's now time to wrap this puppy up. Ran long. We didn't get into television this year, but
this year,
yes, because you know this is the only podcast we're doing this year. As you missed it, Erica, you are part of Erica. Sorry, Vanessa. Sorry.
Have another beer,
okay.
John.
Yes, I'll have another beer. You missed it, but this is actually episode zero. We've rebooted.
We will never get relaunched.
Yeah, we'll never get to episode 100.
Okay.
We've done like, you know, 250, 60, I don't know, a ton of them. The thing is we'll never get to issue, as we call them, issue 100. Because now Sir went over to the wall and he punched a hole in it, so we're now back at zero again. Moving on, that was a comic joke, and it obviously went over as well as it did the first time.
There's one.
Oh, wrong audio file. It's been a while. Okay. Anyway, as we wrap up, let's go around the horn. Carrie, anything you want to pimp or talk about?
Not this time.
Nothing?
Save it till next time.
What about iPad Gravy? Where can they find you?
I am on iPad and Gravy, posting reviews of iPad apps and accessories. So we occasionally will foray out into other iOS devices as well.
And they can, of course, always find you over at the listserv.
Yes, they can.
I
haven't spammed quite as much because my day job has kind of overwhelmed me lately, but I'll have to rectify that soon.
You are our own Twitter feed over there. Ed, where can people find you?
Pretty much everything is on about.me/EdwardCrosby.
And your Twitter account?
Is there.
I'm not going to tell you. You go look for it. You want to find me? You have to work for it. Sir, where can they find you? In a van down by the river.
Yeah, a van down by the river. Sometimes I'm on Weekend Justice on Need Coffee.
All right. Cool. Needcoffee.com, by the way. And Vanessa.
You can find me at girls-gone-geek.com, and all the links to my various things are there. So you can come read my comic blog. It's lots of fun.
They can also follow you on Twitter via
yes.
which account?
Sci-Fi Chick, PSYPHICHIC.
All right. And I believe you also have a Girls Gone Geek Twitter account, too, that you guys
we
share, right?
Do. It's girls_gone_geek.
Twitter. All right. So,
and I do both of those. So if you want to chat with me or, you know, debate with me about how awful Twilight is, I'm down.
All right. And of course, you can find me on Twitter as at John Boutelle, JonBoutelle. And I too appear, well, all the time on Need Coffee's Weekend Justice, as well as several things I do over there for needcoffee.com. And of course, check out the listserv, listserv.theuniquegeek.com. What else can we promote before we get out of here? I guess that's good enough for now. Until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.